بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت عقبہ بن عامر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "One who does not honor a guest has no goodness in him. One who does not honor a guest has no goodness in him. A person who does not honor a guest does so due to being miserly or possessing evil character. In some cases, this may be due to severing relations with relatives. Honoring a guest means that one should go out of one's way to entertain one's guest and make him feel at home. Hence, he should look forward to the arrival of guests and not regard them as a burden." Hazrat Abu Shuraih Al-Ka'bi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the last day should honor his guest. The host should entertain his guest lavishly for one day and one night. And one should host his guest for 3 days and 3 nights. Hosting him beyond that is considered to be sadaqah. The visitor should leave after 3 days have elapsed, and he should not inconvenience the host by staying on." Imam Khatabi rahimahullah ta'ala writes that the guest has no right to prolong his stay unless the host requests him to do so. Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a host should tend to his guest for 3 complete days, and if he wishes to entertain him above that, it will be considered as sadaqah. The guest should not remain for more than 3 days, as he will be inconveniencing the host. Allama Khatabi rahimahullah ta'ala says that on the day of the arrival of the guest, one should go out of one's way in accommodating and entertaining him. He should do this only on the first day of the guest day. As far as the remaining 2 days are concerned, he should be moderate in his treatment and provide for the guest that which is easily and readily available. With the passing of 3 days, the host has fulfilled all his obligations towards the guest. Ibn Battal rahimahullah ta'ala writes that a host should treat his guest with elaborate preparations on the first day of his stay. On the second day, he should also go out of his way in entertaining him, but not as elaborately as the first day. On the third day, he should offer the guest that which is readily and easily available. You also allow my extreme idea, brothers, that if a person has to be a guest also in somebody's home, it is also ethical that a person lets the host know how many days he'll be staying also. Doesn't mean that a person comes to the home and he don't know how long he's staying for, whether he's going to have lunch, supper, breakfast, whether he has a da'wah or not. So what am I explaining? It's also ethical a person goes to somebody's home to inform him that I will be staying for 3 or 4 nights. My supper is organized, the lunch is organized, so you don't have to worry. It's also part of etiquette. So the host is also at itminan and peace. He knows how to prepare himself. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.